Lesson 24. Be not deceived, but continue in steadfastness. Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 26, Section 28, Section 43, verses 1 through 7, Section 50, and Section 52, verses 14 through 19. Also, Our Heritage, page 36. During the early years of the Church, some members allowed themselves to be deceived by Satan, which led to their apostasy or rebellion against God. As members of the Church today, we must be faithful and watchful. What are some of the ways in which Satan tries to deceive us and lead us into apostasy? What can we do to keep ourselves from being deceived and led into apostasy? During the early years of the Church, many people claimed to receive revelations to guide the Church or correct the prophet Joseph Smith. What did the Lord reveal in response to these claims? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 28, verses 2 and 6 through 7. Also, Section 43, verses 1 through 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 17 through 24, and Moroni, Chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. What do these verses teach about how we can discern the things of God from the things of Satan? Scripture Chain, Recognizing and Avoiding Individual Apostasy. 2 Nephi, Chapter 28, verses 20 through 22. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 4 through 6. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 26. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 54. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verse 39. And Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verse 37. End of Lesson 24. Be not deceived, but continue in steadfastness. From Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.